Panelists on our current affairs program Focus, which discussed the life of Mandela, lauded his decision not to be vindictive, but resort to dialogue and negotiation to resolve the problem of the apartheid system. A lecturer at the Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Ken Ahosu, who joined the discussion by phone, said even though Mandela was offered many comforts to betray the cause of his people for their freedom, he rejected the offers, kept his focus, and left a legacy worth emulating. He called on African leaders to eschew selfishness and corruption and follow the footsteps of Mandela to give hope to their people.
The greater question is going to our politicians. Why are they politicians? What are the injustices that they are fighting today? What are the wrongs of the African society that they are championing? This is the million question that Mandela is asking at his death. Of all African politicians, that at the end of today, when they go back to their bed, why have they chosen to be politicians? What are they doing? We have talked about what the white people have done to Africa. We have talked about the structural injustices that we are still suffering. But then as representatives of our people, the leaders of our people, what are African politicians doing today to alleviate poverty, to give hope to the hopeless, to give help to the sick? Have we plans to join politics to change the circumstances of our family, to add new wives to our wives? Selfishness, lack of public spiritedness, corruption, is that what the African politician today is doing? Not only the politicians, all the directors of the various MBAs in Africa, all the teachers in the classroom, all the farmers. Mandela represents an era of black domination and liberation. Once we are alive today, what are we fighting for? What is our goal? Students are also being asked.
A representative of the Center for Democratic Development, John Lavi, said though Mandela resorted to dialogue and reconciliation, he did not compromise his stand on democracy and freedom. He believed in dedication to equal rights and fair play in spite of one's affiliation to a political party or race.
Definitely have learned things from Mandela, how he's dogged, forgiving, but he did not forget that he must bring the apartheid forces into line. Your enemy in a country is your enemy only for a while, but the focus of the country is progress. South Africa is growing from strength to strength. So I think all these people should also learn how to forgive. There should be no discrimination in development, letting the people enjoy what is there, work hard, whether they belong to this idea or to that idea. Mandela has given a lot of opportunity to children. So that is what every leader in Africa should do. There will be opposition here and there, but look beyond the opposition and think only of development and forward march of that country.
The acting head of current affairs of Radio News, Ray Bonbule, for his part, said the humility and selflessness exhibited by Mandela is worth emulating. He called on world leaders to choose dialogue to reach a compromise rather than violence.
There must be dialogue to bring about a compromise. Although he had his firm positions, there were principles that he would never waver. But when he came to making things work, he found a way to get people to understand that things must work, and so everybody contributed towards it. You can't say that even in his first term in office, he was able to acquire property that was so huge, the house that his wife built for them while he was in prison, because he believed and hoped that he was going to come out one day. When Mandela came, he didn't want to go and live there because it was too big for him.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program, Focus.